Ron Huber.
Ron, Ron, it's Eric Sanders. I can hear you perfectly clear. If you could tell me, I got your full name, but can I get the city you reside in? And you have 3 minutes uninterrupted. Go right ahead, sir.
This is Ron Huber. I live in Belfast, Maine. I'm director of Penobscot Baywatch. I've been watching development projects rise and fall around the bay since the early 90s. And I've seen many a very well-meaning city council and select board sometimes get rather led astray, perhaps. Now, I'm writing in opposition to the proposal to exert eminent domain to seize the baby's intertidal lands. I think it's also should be a warning shot to all owners of or managers of conservation lands in Belfast that it's not necessarily as permanent as you think. Now, so anyway, so this really, though they called it an ancillary thing, is to allow Nordic Aqua Farms to discharge its waste into Penobscot Bay and take in water for its own for its process, which is basically tank farming Atlantic salmon. Now, while the local public access to the Little River's mouth, that's a very nice thing if that's part of the package that's being proposed, it's already been met by the present owner, who explained that a bit earlier. And so, and the more important thing is the whole application now is built on top of this legal sandcastle that's not really likely to withstand what's coming. And I think right now you're creating sort of a paradox for Maine Superior Court. The DEP's application was except for processing, or Nordic's, excuse me, application, except for processing, because they thought it had sufficient title right or interest. Now it suddenly seems, well, maybe it doesn't. And so we're just going to have to take it and seize this instead. Now, given that this isn't a new revelation, I think the Board of Environmental Protection may be forced to rescind their earlier hearing of having adequate TRI, and Maine Superior Court may do the same. Now, I think only fools rush in, as that rhyme goes. This hasty effort being made by the city to seize this land will have consequences the city councils haven't really had an opportunity to go through yet. So please, for now at least, decline to support the eminent domain seizure of this land. I think we'll never after. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.